we see what's going on here, and we would be extremely excited to be a part of it, primarily being that Johnny Morris is so invested in the area, but also in the fact that Tiger Woods is building a golf course right across the street from the very address, right down the street. I mean, Tiger Woods is the top number one name in golf in the history of golf, and he's building his very first public golf course in the history of all the golf courses that he's built. All the other ones have been private, so we know that it is going to be a premier golf destination. People are going to come from everywhere from England, Dubai, Hong Kong to see not only that course, but the one that, Gary Player and Crenshaw are building. So there's going to need to be there's going to be a demand that needs to be met in the form of these tourists that are coming to this golf destination. I know that there was a lot of opposition from it, strongly from people who don't want the change. And that's, you know, basically what we're dealing with is people don't want the change and the fear that comes from that. And I know there was a lot of emotions with that, everything from the statement of having increased crime and alleged drug deals to the streets not handling the correct traffic to the facilities being overpopulated. But I don't know of any documentation that's brought forth dealing with showing police reports or an increased crime. I don't know of any documentation that's been brought forth to show an overpopulated facilities use when only 9 of 43 lots have been built out in the Pinnacle. But at the end of the day, these are beautiful lots that have been painfully sitting for a lot of years that we want to build incredible, beautiful houses on to service the need of more tourists in the Branson area, a growing industry. And we're excited to be a part of that, and obviously we will abide by any guidelines that are necessary, and we're just thankful for the opportunity. So that's all I have. If you guys have any other questions, I'd love to field
those. We'll see. Does anyone else have any more questions on this? Rick, do you have any more?
No. Where is your company located that's going to take care of this 24/7?
The management side of the property.
Pardon me?
The management side of the nightly rental, we're in Nixa.
So if they have a problem, somebody might go up from Nixa down to take care of it.
The call would go to Nixa, but with the trades in the area, typically maintenance is your biggest problem. It would be a local maintenance person, HVAC, plumbing, roofing, et cetera. Otherwise, it would be a little bit of a wait.
What about any disturbances?
Such as
rowdiness.
The need for a sheriff.
The need for a sheriff. That would come to one of the owners, you know, myself or another partner.
How would you handle that?
Depending on the call, that's one of the reasons that we like Branson's, because it's right here. And a lot of times we're in Branson during the summertime, but it's.
Well, this is in the county. The county would take care of that.
I'm sorry, the area. Yeah. So. But if we need to be on site, we can certainly do that within half an hour, 45 minutes.
Anything further? Brad, you got anything?
I don't think so.
Are we ready for a vote? I would entertain a motion, one way or the other.
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept it as written. Any further discussions or anything anyone wants to add? If not, we're ready for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All against?
Aye.
Opposed.
Opposed.
Got three opposed. Four. Oh, you're opposed?
Yes.
He just put a motion.
You just put a motion.
I can, but I can do that and vote against it.
He just can't speak for it if he makes a motion to vote on it. He can't discuss in favor of something, but the
then
motion can
be
made.
4-3 the other way.
3-4. Yeah. 3-4 motion.
3-4, not 4-3?
Correct.
All
yep.
right. Got you.
Yep.
Four. Purposes of appeal, can I have some feedback as to why it was rejected?
Okay.
in my opinion, it just doesn't match this particular neighborhood, like some of the other, neighborhoods. This is more of a people that live there type of neighborhood. I mean, in just my opinion, it may vary between the other folks.
This is up to the individual board members whether you want to say anything further or whether you don't want to say anything further.
It's not compatible to a residential subdivision.
It's the same problem.
Anyone else have anything that they wish to express on this? That's it.
Appreciate
your
time.
Motion denied.
And I'll be in contact with you too, so. I'll call you tomorrow and okay. Give you the process.
Very good.
All right.
All right, moving on. We're moving into concepts now. This is new. James Berry. Is James Berry back there?
Case number 39. Call him Jamie Berry. He's talking about some storage units. This is at the corner, a little bit close to the corner of H and 160 north of Forsyth. If everybody's kind of got their bearings, we'll zoom in on it here. It's a 4.49-acre parcel. It's located near the junction of 160 and State Highway H. He's got plans to access the project from Highway 160, and I'll let him address that. This is his possible layout that he gave us of some 30 by 150 buildings, with these access being recessed, of course. But he's drawn this out for reference. So that's his plan, just some... mini storage units.
I'm still a little bit lost, Jamie. Which piece of property is that?
It's right there behind the old rock houses, right there, the river used to own.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right behind.
There's some other storage buildings right there.
We got the four commercial buildings.
Well, these are all commercial.
Okay.
There are those.
Okay.
There was a tire shop and body shop. And I think these two are empty now, but they used to be something.
Yeah. Okay.
You say you're going to come out on 160?
Yes. MoDOT has
that property
been.
Too. We thought at one time we could use the H Highway would be a better way to come in and out as far as traffic and sight distance.
Well, I just figured as far as sight visibility and might be better for business to get everybody coming in off 160. MoDOT came out and made some marks and did their measurements, and they said it would qualify for a driveway.
How wide a driveway did they say?
40 feet, I believe. It'd have to be curbed and concrete.
That would be a commercial.
Suitable for that?
Yeah.
40 feet?
Yeah, absolutely. Residential's got a 20-foot top on it.
Yeah.
That's twice as wide.
Right.
Any other questions? If not,
ingress and egress was my question on that. So that MoDOT's been out there.
MoDOT's the one that will make that decision anyway, whether we like it or not. We can make recommendations, but. All right, what day next month is the...
Let me get my map. I'm glad I brought that tonight. The 11th. Public hearing will be the 11th, Jamie. Okay. We're pretty good about calling you that day or that Friday before. So, and I'll probably be in contact between now and then a little bit if I got a question. So we'll do a public hearing PowerPoint like this, and then they can ask you any questions. And moving on.
Okay. All right, thank you, Jamie.
December 11th.
Okay. Thank you.
They'll be back.
Words like these.
Leave them there.
That's the same one, Marie. Just leave them because they left them.
Be
yeah. That's probably her friend left them again.
They won't like that.
They were looking for them before.
Okay, wow. I'm going to take the cards way out. Concept number 1740.
Okay. Nicholas Yanyo's property. It's the Brad Youngblood's representing. We kind of got two right side by side here, but we've separated them out because they actually are different properties. Zoom back out. Here's the Highway 86 intersection on 65. Entrance to Big Cedar. New Dollar General was built right next to it.
Oh, yeah.
This one is the residence that Nick had built for himself. It was built in 2002. It's 1,500 square foot in size. It sits on 1.38 acres. And just a different pictometry view. And while they come up, I'll go to pictometry where we can zoom around and kind of look, see different angles. So
that isn't it.
Nope, we got to enter it in. Which angle is going to be your best to see it, but that's what we're looking at there.
Which piece of property is where the Dollar General is?
Right here. Is it? Right here.
Yeah, it's past.
Yeah, it's when they're in the same entrance because right. of that curve, and they all use that entrance, but that's the Dollar General sits right where the hand is.
And then what are we going to so it's you have to drive past the other property to get to that one.
You have to drive past these two. You always have had, to drive past them, and then you turn in the big entrance for Dollar General and then come back to it because of the sight line of that curve. I'm sure that when, because he used to own all these properties at one time, that's where his driveway.
And there's no way to get an entrance off of the highway into that one, I'm sure.
But they're coming through it.
Yeah,
it's pretty high.
That's what I was thinking.
Both of these properties are in, and you can look at them. They can come through now. This property is the second. It's 41.
Yeah.
Odd situation.
Well, it's the next one is 41, so, or right? Aren't they both going to be brought up in front of us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're both going to be, okay, all right.
That's going to cure that driving through thing, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what was.
Yeah, and on your next one.
All right.
It's the same, but it's a 2,356 square foot dentist's office that's set on 2 acres. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so both these properties, you know, this is the old house, and then this one they'll have some different plans for. That's why we separated them out, because you might approve one, not the other.
Yeah.
It just possibility gives you to look at each one
that's
separately.
That's the building that John White built for Dr. Stiff.
John White built it.
College.
He built it for Nick Yanyos, I thought.
Huh? Yeah, I think
did he?
Yeah.
I thought that was used as an office space.
It was a dentist office for Yanyos.
What?
It was the dentist office
for
Nick.
Just a dentist office? Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything before that?
Nope.
Okay. I got that all wrong in my mind then.
The other doctor you were talking about is on 265. By Animal Safari Road, right in there, for 265.
Is that where it was? Okay. Couldn't remember. I did some work for him a long time ago. Anyway, okay. Any other questions? That don't matter.
Hello.
I have a question.
Okay.
Pronounce the name for me so I won't
Yanyos.
What?
Yanyos.
Okay.
So, we're representing both parties.
Uh-huh.
The Yanyoses. Who own both both the properties, and we're also representing